From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. This is Idaho Matters. Idaho nonprofits are struggling to meet the needs of folks who are coming through their doors. And according to a new report, about half of the state's nonprofit organizations say they don't have the staff or the capacity to help the people who need their help. The CEO of the Idaho Nonprofit Center, Kevin Bailey, sat down with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to talk about the new report. Let's take a listen.
We're particularly interested in your organization's state of the sector, more than a white paper. And it can be a roadmap, if you will. And by the way, is that an annual analysis and publication?
We put that out every 2 years, approximately.
Every 2 years. I'm certainly guessing that nonprofits are a target for that. But I have to assume that the analysis is also a tool for everyone from the head of state government, all the way down to the smallest of businesses.
Yeah, absolutely right. That's the purpose of that document, really. It's to drive our policy and advocacy work here at the Idaho Nonprofit Center. You know, we really see ourselves as the voice of the nonprofit sector and championing the things and the needs that the sector has in order to be successful. And part of the way that we do that is to get this data in front of policymakers, elected officials, the governor's office, all the way down to city council members in various communities, and let them know, you know, the impact that nonprofits have on the quality of life in their local communities. So it's a really important tool for that.
Can you remind our listeners of the economic influence that nonprofits bring to Idaho?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that nonprofits are a huge economic influence on our state's economy. Nonprofits employ over 67,000 Idahoans directly through those programs that deliver everything from Meals on Wheels to great arts performances, conservation, you know, trail associations, et cetera. So nonprofit and healthcare, of course, nonprofits employ a lot of Idahoans. That's more than the ag industry. It's more than construction. It's the fifth largest private sector employer by sector in our state. So really important sector, really important industry. It also adds about 6% to our state's GSP, the gross state product, basically the economic output across the whole state. Nonprofits make up about 6% of that. So a significant chunk of economic activity, and then the downstream effects from that that support jobs in other industries like IT and HR and technology.
But most nonprofits are small businesses, right? And that's the backbone of our overall workforce.
Yeah, absolutely. They're, you know, without question, it's really our the definition. It would absolutely be correct that they're small businesses. The average nonprofit in Idaho probably employs between 5 and 20 employees. Obviously, there's many nonprofits that are smaller than that, that run on either 1 or 2 full-time employees, or even in some cases, all volunteers. So it's really important that nonprofits have the kinds of supports, both at a state level and at a federal level, just as small business. So we have the Small Business Administration, for example, at a federal level, which really supports small business, for-profit businesses. We don't have anything like that for nonprofits, right? We really rely on, for example, our center, the Idaho Nonprofit Center. We're a nonprofit ourselves to kind of do the work of lifting up the sector and supporting the needs of the sector. So more needs to be done, for sure.
What can you tell us about giving and Idaho in support of nonprofits?
Yeah, well, giving continues to go up year over year. Our trends at a state level, we don't have state-specific data. That data is not captured by the IRS, but there's a great report out through Giving USA that captures the national data, and Idaho is no exception. We follow the national trends in giving. So what we're continuing to see is giving go up year after year. However, this year, we're really being pinched by inflation. So the real gains in giving are essentially nil for nonprofits as they fight through high inflation. And so those gifts are not going as far, right? And so I think, you know, what we're telling a lot of our nonprofit members is, you know, having those conversations with higher level donors, corporate partners, and asking them to pass on and share the effects of inflation so that those gifts at a higher level continue to hopefully go up and cover the costs that are eating into some of those budgetary areas from inflation.
So let's talk about getting and need and the challenges of the charitable sector. And well, you tell me their ability or inability to meet our needs, the community needs.
Yeah, we asked our nonprofits as part of this report, you know, are they able to meet all of the needs that they have? Essentially, you know, the number of calls they get for services, for example, can they meet those needs? And we've seen really in every community, especially around the housing crisis, that those waiting lists are huge when it comes to rental assistance, when it comes to rehousing folks, transitional housing. So that's a great example to give. And most nonprofits, about half, said they were at current capacity unable to meet the full demand of public needs that come through their door, meaning they don't have enough staff currently, or they don't have enough scale to meet the full demand on their services. That's a really important point, I think. What that means is we really need to figure out ways that we can help our nonprofits in our state and our local communities scale up, whether that's through hiring more program staff to meet those needs, such as, you know, providing rental assistance or case management services, and really help them meet the full demand. Our state's growing rapidly, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And with that, those waiting lists for vital services continue to be in high demand, and nonprofits need more support financially in order to meet that full demand.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, because what I've learned from you and your colleagues is that this is where nonprofits can double up or partner up when they're not necessarily duplicating mission, but together they can complete or maybe satisfy each other's mission.
Yeah, there's a real, I think the future of nonprofit work really is in this sort of collective impact model. And what we're seeing, you know, in various communities around the state is pockets of subsectors. Let's say the housing sector, that's a great example, where you've got different agencies that meet different needs and they play different roles in getting folks into safe housing, right? So you've got people that do emergency shelter, you've got people that do transitional housing, you've got people that do veteran housing, family housing. And what they're doing is really working together on a coordinated system of care. And that helps scale everyone's effort. It helps tie those referrals between organizations together. There's a great platform that launched this past year that we've been a part of helping promote. It's called findhelpidaho.org. Again, that's findhelpidaho.org. And what that is, it's an online one-stop shop resource for any community member in any community in the state to say, put in your zip code, say, I'm looking for a food pantry, and it finds the available pantries in your neighborhood, or I'm looking for rental assistance, or whatever that need is. And it's a way that nonprofits can come together and support each other's mission, but also share referrals between agencies. Again, that sort of collective impact model, which I think is part of the future of where the sector is going. We can do more together than we can alone.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Idaho Gives. So is Idaho Gives still on track for 2023?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're looking forward to another great and successful year of Idaho Gives. That will be May 1st through May 4th. Okay. So it's going to be a four-day giving event again in 2023. So mark your calendars for the first week of May. That's a really important week for Idaho's nonprofits. It's a week that we're able to rally the causes of about 600 plus organizations and raise, you know, upwards of $3.6 million for those organizations. And it rallies, you know, more than anything, even more than the funds, rallying the support and the causes behind those organizations and letting the public know that nonprofits are here to stay. They're local, they serve your community, and they're part of what makes our communities run. We like to say around our office that Idaho runs on nonprofits, and what makes our communities great places to live is in large part because of the mission and work that nonprofits do.
It's no secret that I spent a good chunk of my professional adult life in and with Idaho nonprofits, particularly in servicing children who are in the shadow of life. And the first lesson I learned was it is even more about telling your story than it is about fundraising.
Yeah.
Because funds usually follow the
story. Yeah, in fact, in this year's State of the Sector report, we added a new element to the report. We had the Boise State University do a public poll of Idahoans across the state and asking them to really measure the trust that they have in Idaho's nonprofits. The measure of trust came back at about 84% of the public, which is a much higher level of trust that Idahoans have in nonprofits, even compared to other institutions, whether that's local government or other prominent institutions.
Right.
And, you know, that told us something. And we asked donors too in that survey, sort of what is the main driver of your giving? And far and away, number one was people give because it's a cause or an issue they believe in. So what we've really done with that messaging is really try to communicate to our member nonprofits that donors are attracted to cause. They're attracted to a larger picture. You know, how is what you're doing fit in with the larger fabric of the big issue that you're trying to work on and solve? And that speaks to that collaboration and that kind of collective impact model and the sense that we can't just among many, but when we branch together with other like-minded organizations, we can accomplish a lot.
That was Kevin Bailey, the CEO of the Idaho Nonprofit Center, speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Godet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.